Welcome to Random Radio, episode number one. This is Snooty Waiter, aka Alex.
This is Fried Fry, aka Will.
And welcome to the show. This is our first episode, and I guess we'll start off by telling you what we're about.
We're about absolutely whatever.
Exactly.
Just random crap. What we talk about.
just random pieces of tech news or
stuff concerning our lives.
Stuff, yeah. If you guys have ever listened to Squizzy Radio, it's gonna be kind of like that. Maybe a little more tech oriented, but
like, yeah, talking about games and stuff.
Yeah, we're not gonna have a schedule. It's just improv, yeah. I guess you could say. So I don't know what we're gonna start off with. I think we're gonna start off with Osama bin Laden's cocaine plot here. So there's this, I read this story yesterday, that Osama bin Laden was trying to, buy, a massive amount of cocaine, and, no, I'm serious, Will, and poison all of it, and then spread it around America and try and, kill people, because he's a nasty little fellow with hemorrhoids.
That's why you don't do drugs.
Yeah, you don't lean too far into the
mic. I know.
I found that kind of cool. Another cool piece of news here. By the way, I'm just gonna be I don't know if you guys want me to tell you where I found these. So for the first episode, I guess I will tell you where I found all my news from. But if you don't want me to do that, just let me know, and we won't do that anymore. So for now, this is off the Torrent Spy, main news page. And there's another article here about how O.J. Simpson, was fined $25,000 in damages for pirating satellite television signals from DirecTV.
DirecTV is an American satellite where you can get free whatever you want, pay-per-view, anything.
Yeah,
I used to have it, but
what's the point? When you're,
I don't have it anymore.
When you're as famous though,
yeah,
as OJ, why do you need to pirate?
Yeah,
satellite.
Pay for your own. If you're not cheap,
I don't,
or you're famous, pay for your own satellite. Not you have no money.
Cheap bastard. Oh, okay. Many of you have probably heard of this. This has been floating around the news for the past week or so. Vardan Kushnir, I hope I pronounced that right, who is a Russian spam
king,
basically, yeah. He was on top. He spammed. He sent a lot of spam email, and he was very important in the spam world, I'm guessing. Was murdered.
I guess people don't like their spam.
Yeah, in my opinion, serves them right.
Yeah. Stop spamming our damn email boxes.
Yeah, we don't want to enlarge our penises. Okay? They're big enough already.
We don't want free things.
Yeah.
But first we have to participate in some stupid offer.
Yeah, and we don't want to send money to some Nigerian person and they're gonna send us half their fortune.
Or send us terrorist attacks.
Yeah. So, another thing, if you're into astronomy at all, the Discovery spacecraft was launched a few days ago, and just like what happened before, back in 2003, when a piece of debris fell off, when it was re-entering, it just basically crumbled and exploded. It happened again.
Did it come back into atmosphere?
No, it's still out there, but on the way up, they said they heard
the free falling off and stuff.
Yeah, there's several pieces of debris.
I wonder if it's gonna land safely.
Me too.
And not blow up. Yeah, cool to see it blow up, but
it would. Okay. So yeah, that's this is kind of weak, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about much. So let's just talk about some other random tech stuff. PSP 2.0 firmware came out for PSP users.
Lately, yes.
It added support for a few audio and video things, and
it has a web browser.
It added a web browser. That was cool. I've been playing around with it. It's pretty nice. It's got like bookmarks and a homepage feature, and people are making Java games for it.
Yes.
To play that you can play offline too.
That's pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet. And if you want to check out any of that, head on over to PSPupdates.com. They've got lots of news and stuff on the PSP 2.0 firmware exploitation. Yeah, and they've also added a wallpaper feature so that you can take your own images and make them the wallpaper, the background there.
You have the classic Windows XP wallpaper.
You can. That's something I added there. I also put the Mac ones. And just take it away, Will. Want to talk about something?
I really don't know what to talk about all that much.
Okay, so
we can start talking about LanFest.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. LanFest is this event we go to every 2 months or so.
It's okay size LAN party.
Yeah, it's
like 30 or more people. What about 30 people?
About 30 people, yeah. And it's held in Guelph, Ontario, Canada.
Yes.
So if you're around, it's near Toronto, kind of. If you're in the area,
Toronto,
maybe 45 minutes away from Toronto.
Yeah, 45 minutes, an hour.
Yeah, and it's a wicked event, you know. We got sponsored last time by Balls, popular energy drink for the gamers.
Yes.
You know, lots of cool stuff.
D-Link, Frag Shop, Access Energy Drink, but they never
showed up. They were going to show up at like midnight and hand out a bunch of free energy drinks.
Corsair, NVIDIA, ATI sometimes. Like, it's either ATI or NVIDIA.
And there's usually a few things like, you know, a scavenger hunt, which is, you know, I find pretty gay.
They have this weird contest, like the water drinking contest. You gotta retain water without throwing up.
Yeah.
Have any of you ever seen The Exorcist? Okay, I was entering this contest. I go and drink, I don't know, I think it was I think they were 8-pint glasses or something.
They were pretty big.
They're huge glasses. I drank like 9 of them. I was running to the washroom. I throw up my hair. This where it's like The Exorcist is exploding. Vomit all over the place.
And then
I sit there laughing my ass off.
I'm turning. No, you weren't laughing. You were not laughing. I was behind you, and I saw this happen. Okay, it was like Niagara Falls sideways. Okay, and it was all water too. It wasn't like chunky or anything gross. It was just water. And then
still, it's pretty funny.
And Will just stops, and his arms are all wet, and his legs and his shirt are all wet, and he's just standing there, and he goes, "Aww."
It was mostly all over my arms, though.
Yeah,
easy to clean up, but.
Easy to clean up, and then that was the first LanFest we went to, which was the second LanFest they had held.
First one we went to. Yeah.
First one we went to. We went to one, what, like 2 weeks ago? Last week? Something like that?
It was July 15th.
July 15th. And, wasn't it July 16th? 15th
to
16th. 15th to 16th, yeah. And, we had the water drinking contest again.
Nobody made it past...
It was not as good. Last time we had like
smaller glasses,
and what we made it up to seven.
Yeah,
seven glasses, and then they took the and then Trevor wasn't or no what's his name?
I don't know.
Not Trevor, but
I don't know.
The guy with the long hair.
Oh, Tyler.
Tyler, yeah. Tyler. Threw up in the water jug.
It's kind of nasty.
And,
it was like water with pulp in it.
Yeah, it was.
It's kind of nasty.
Well put, Will. Well put. So this is our first episode, I guess, of
Random Radio.
Random Radio. A name we came up with
randomly.
Literally like 20 seconds before we started recording.
Yeah. Just let everybody know, anybody who knows me, I laugh a lot at just about anything. If somebody says somebody died or something, I might even laugh at that.
Hey, Will. You have old. Okay. I just got a cool idea for something I can do on the show. Website of the day.
Yes. So some randomly picked website that we
Some cool websites. I think I'll do this maybe at the end of the show. Yeah. I don't know how long these shows are gonna be.
Oh, whenever.
Like 10 minutes.
I don't know. Whenever we end up stopping them.
It's already at, what is it? 10 minutes, like almost 11 minutes.
Yeah. Or we can go for
11 minutes as of now.
Well, we can go for like 15. 20, I don't know.
Yeah, we can go for maybe. Yeah, I don't want them to be too big, because, you know, it's like squizzy radio. You can only handle it.
Yeah, I don't want to go in small doses. Forever.
Yeah, they kind of get sidetracked. Like, yeah. We're getting sidetracked right now.
Right now, yeah.
So, I think we might just wrap this up for now.
And our website of the day?
Our website of the day is going to be ytmnd.com. Stands for You're the Man Now Dog.com. And basically what it's got is a bunch of random websites that people can create in like 5 seconds where they have a tiled picture, you know, usually an animated picture. And some funny sound clip.
Yeah.
Like, they have the Harry Potter spoiler, and
it's kind of funny.
Which is hilarious. And then they have Wonka is Michael Jackson. Let's play this real quick, because I love this one.
Michael Jackson.
And then there's the picture of the
like Willy Wonka, but it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they took his face and he's doing that little arm wavy thing.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, and the URL for that is wonkajackson.ytmnd.com. So that was kind of funny. It's in the top 15 viewed list. So that's a cool website. Go check it out. It's got some cool, funny websites.
Yeah.
So go check that out. And we'll see you guys, I don't know, maybe in a few days.
Maybe.
For episode 2.
If this ever takes off, yes.
Yeah, if it takes off, which it probably won't.
Thank you for everybody who's listening.
Yeah, thank you for taking your time, your precious, you know, 13 minutes and 31 seconds to to listen to this.
We might be able to set up an email for comments.
Yeah, we should do that. We'll set that up.
We're not gonna for sure the proper. We'll know by the next episode. So.
Okay. it'll be.
randomradio@hotmail.com probably, but
yeah, if
we have it,
yeah, so we'll try and do that. Thanks, just leave comments. We would love to have comments. We'll be posting this as a sample on BinRev to see if we can get hosted. If we can, that would be awesome. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you.